Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Domhnall Kavanagh. In this bulletin, new measures have been announced under the Enhanced Effective Concrete Blocks Grant Scheme, including the introduction of a side-by-side option and revised provisions for attached dwellings. There were 161 adults and 29 families recorded as homeless in the Northwest at the end of April, a slight increase on the March figure, also a slight rise in the number of children recorded as homeless to 69. We begin with the confirmation today of new measures under the Enhanced Effective Concrete Blocks Grant Scheme, which include the introduction of a side-by-side option and revised provisions for attached dwellings. The new measures have been welcomed by Donegal Minister Charlie McConnell. He says they'll make a major difference to the homeowners and families affected by the crisis.
Side-by-side building means that families who've had homes adopted for somebody that have access requirements, that they will now be able to apply and remain in their existing home and build separately on the same site where they apply to do so. So it's a significant step forward for a number of families who this is important for. And then also we've had a number of situations over the last period of time as well under the scheme where semi-detached homes where both haven't been able to be done at the same time because one isn't meeting the damage threshold. And this also now means that they can be done at the same time. So Minister Brown listened, took on board these couple of adjustments that were required, and now they have been put in place, which is important. And I think we're seeing really significant progress under the scheme. We've had 345 families now who've had their homes fully remediated and who are back in their home. There's 604 under construction across the county at the moment. So in total, we've 949 homes now either finished or under construction and are on course over the months ahead to reach the 1,000 mark in the county of homes either been under construction or having been finished. So really good progress happening, and I want to acknowledge the engagement of Minister Brown on these couple of issues and for making these couple of adjustments to the scheme, and we'll continue to work with him now and with the housing agencies in Donegal County Council to address other outstanding issues in the scheme as well to make sure that it is functioning.
Well, that was Minister Charlie McConnell. 100% redress, Deputy Charles Ward says today's announcements are welcome, but he says the key change will be the revised IS465 standard, which is still awaited. It was expected some weeks ago, but Deputy Ward believes it'll most likely be published early next week. He says today's announcement will complement the revised IS465 standards.
This is something that has already been legislated for. We're just waiting on the actual finalisation of it, and today they've finalised it side-by-side will be commencing as soon as, and basically what's coming out of that is that semi-detached homes, one with a damage threshold and one without a damage threshold, they will be allowed to proceed. We are still waiting on the publication of IS465, so it's meant to be either today or Monday. So this is just something that the government have thrown out that already has been legislated for, but we're just waiting now to push this over the line. So that today is nothing to do with IS465. IS465 is the standard we are all waiting for and hoping that this will allow this scheme to actually start to move.
That already has been delayed substantially. You had hoped to have had that long before now. Is there a risk that because they're dropping this news, as you say, already really predetermined regarding side-by-side today, that this is an indication that perhaps we're going to see a further delay with IS465? Or are you sure, are you convinced we will see it by early next week at the latest?
My sources say that we're going to see it next week. I don't want to give anybody false hope, but we do believe that with the government announcing today that side-by-side is commencing and that houses, semi-detached houses, one with a damage threshold, one without, that there's something definitely on the way, and this is complementing it in a way, but it's just that the government have taken so long to implement that, and there's people with disabilities that are waiting to start their house, to pull it down on a site, build side-by-side and to move forward. And we're dealing with these cases every single day, and we've been pushing the government really, really hard on this, and now it looks like we're finally making headway and that these people can get on with their lives and start the rebuilding process.
There were 161 adults and 29 families recorded as homeless in the Northwest at the end of April. That's a slight increase on the March figure. The number of children recorded as homeless also rose to 69. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
There were 161 adults recorded as homeless in the Northwest at the end of April, a rise of 6 on the figure at the end of the previous month. Of those, 41 were in Donegal, a rise of 2. There were 29 families recorded as homeless in the region at the end of last month, unchanged from the previous month, while the number of children registered as homeless in the Northwest rose by 3 to 69. Nationally, there were 17,548 people recorded as homeless, up 31 on the March figure. Of those, 5,604 were children.
Well, Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Eoin Óibrín says any increase in homelessness is unacceptable, and he says the government must take responsibility.
If you look back over the last 2 or 3 years, the numbers can fluctuate. Some months it's a higher rate of increase, some it's less. The big worry many of us have, of course, is over the last 6 to 9 months we've seen a dramatic increase in the number of new notices of termination being issued by landlords. Those aren't going to wash through the system for another 6 months or more, and therefore the numbers of people coming down the line at risk of homelessness is rising. But we cannot allow rising homelessness to become normalised. That's what the government is hoping for. People will just get used to this and not see this as the shocking news that it is. But it doesn't have to be this way. There are solutions. The reason why homelessness is rising is because the government is allowing it to happen. And until that changes, this crisis will get worse.
The Taoiseach says there can be zero tolerance for bureaucracy and downright nonsense in the fight against the housing crisis. Simon Harris was speaking at the sud turning of the second phase of a 410 home development in Cork City. The chair of the European Special Committee on the Housing Crisis, Irina Tinagli, described the situation here as among the worst in Europe. Well, Taoiseach Simon Harris is defending the government's efforts. He says housing is a challenge for all EU countries.
That's why we need to update the rural housing guidelines to have a consistent approach. It's why we need to continue to back schemes like the Help to Buy, which others want to get rid of, which I think is ludicrous. We are seeing genuinely encouraging figures in terms of the numbers of new homes, the numbers of commencements, the number of planning applications. We saw a significant increase in new homes delivered last year, but we've got to keep at this.
Uisce Éireann is reminding customers on the Pettigo public water supply that a boil water notice remains in place. The notice was issued on May 12th to protect public health following a deterioration in raw water quality affecting treatment at Pettigo Water Treatment Plant. Monitoring of the supply is ongoing. Uisce Éireann says these results are continually reviewed and shared with the HSE. The trial of Geoffrey Donaldson in Uri has heard police were not given the proper context of a letter that he sent to an alleged victim. The former DUP leader has pleaded not guilty to 18 historic sex offences. His wife, Eleanor, is facing a trial of facts on 5 charges, which she denies. Emily Keegan reports.
In court yesterday, a letter written by Geoffrey Donaldson to Complainant A in 2020 was read aloud. It discussed feelings of regret for all the hurt, pain and stress he had caused. The complainant said she viewed this as an attempt by him to apologise for what she alleges happened to her. Today, it was suggested by the defence this letter was not an apology for the alleged sexual abuse against her, but was instead an apology for other behaviour. The complainant disagreed with this. During the course of the cross-examination, she confirmed she met with police a year before formally reporting the alleged incidents. When asked why she didn't make the report at that time, the complainant said she wasn't ready to do it at that point and knew this would be a public affair involving media. The trial continues on Monday.
Double yellow lines have been painted on the road to Shrove Beach in Northern Ishone. It's after a local bus company was forced to cancel several routes due to the road being blocked by drivers heading to the beach and parking on both sides of the road. Bernard McGuinness, manager of Foyle Coaches in Redcastle, is welcoming the painting of the double yellow lines. He's hopeful it'll make drivers think twice about where they park.
As the first step, hopefully now people, there was always a kind of a grey area with people, oh sure, I can park here, there's no markings, there's no signs, there's no nothing. Now there are very distinct, big, bright, double yellow lines on both sides of the road in some places, but only on one side and others, allowing people to park on one side. And if they're adhered to, it'll just mean there'll be no disruption to our services, and there'll be no threat either to any emergency services that need to get through down there on a sunny day, you know.
When the sun's out, people are heading away to the beach and they want a good day, but they don't think about the consequences of where they park.
Monday, you know, I couldn't even get through when I went down there on a small school bus.
So there's no way an ambulance would have got through, and certainly a fire brigade would not have got through. We don't mean to be putting a dampener on things or people enjoying themselves in the sunshine, but we need to be responsible and allow plenty of space to get emergency vehicles and the service coaches through. These yellow lines will hopefully bring it to people's attention that they need to make a decision to park in a better place and maybe walk 100 yards or something in order to consider other people's needs as well as their own.
And that was Bernard McGuinness of Foyle Coaches speaking there to Katie Gillen. A Letterkenny driving instructor claims the actions of pedestrians has become an epidemic. David Scanlon says people walking on the roads are becoming increasingly distracted by their phones. Speaking to Donnamary Doherty on this morning's Greg Hughes show, Mr. Scanlon said motorists can be dangerous in the Letterkenny area, but he said responsibility also very much lies with pedestrians.
I've been working in this town now for about the last 12, 13 years. And just in the last few years in particular, I mean, to me, it has just reached chronic epidemic proportions. There's two words which I kind of, you know, we think we need to think about, and that is personal responsibility. I mean, I drive around this town every single day. I know there are an awful lot of things wrong as regards road safety. I know there's a lot of drivers on the road as well who are, you know, driving from far in an exemplary manner. But pedestrians in particular, the single biggest issue is the mobile phone. It is almost impossible at this stage to find a pedestrian walking across the road without talking on a phone.
The phone is one thing. What do you make of the earphones?
To be honest, Donna Marie, anything that distracts us while we're on the road. It's impossible to walk around this town now. You will not find a person who doesn't have their head buried in a phone. They're either looking at something, they're listening to something, they're talking to someone. I see mothers, fathers walking across at pedestrian crossings with children, with a buggy, talking on a phone. It is beyond madness.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to start your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes to 6 o'clock. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Finn Harps and Derry City are both on the road in the League of Ireland this evening. In the First Division, Harps make the long trip south to take on dominant league leaders Cork City at Turner's Cross. The Leasiders have been in great form of late, and former Harps boss Anthony Gorman says it is a daunting task for Kevin McHugh's side tonight.
You're going to face the league leaders who, you know, they're the biggest team in the league, obviously. And, you know, when you look at League of Ireland clubs, they don't come much bigger than Cork City, you know, with the fan base and the potential that they have down there. And I suppose it's a travesty that they're actually in the First Division, but it shows you the strength that we have in the Premier Division at the minute, that a team like Cork finds themselves down in the First Division. But, you know, it's a real daunting fixture for Finn Harps, this, you know, Cork. Going to travel to play Cork at any time, but, you know, they're sitting, they had a wee blip there a few weeks ago where they lost a couple of games, but they've bounced back with 4-1s in a row, which gives them a 12-point lead at the top of the table. And, you know, I think it's fair to say at this early stage of the season that the Chase and Pack are playing for second place.
We'll have updates from that game with Trevor Welsh here on Highland from the 7:45 kickoff. Elsewhere, Athlone are in the capital to face Willie O'Connor's UCD. Bottomside, Treaty go to Longford. Bray face Wexford, and Cove Ramblers play Kerry in a Munster derby. Derry City will be looking for their first win in 7 Premier Division games this evening. Tiernan and Lynch's Candy Stripes go to Oriel Park to face Dundalk. And there's a huge game at the top of the table in Talla as table toppers Shamrock Rovers play second place St Pat's. St Pat's are 5 points adrift of the leaders heading into that game. Elsewhere, Sligo Rovers welcome Bohemians to the showgrounds. Shelburne play Galway United, and Waterford travel to take on Drogheda. Jose Mourinho has reportedly signed a contract for a stunning return to Real Madrid. The current Benfica boss will return to manage at the Bernabeu after the club's elections, that's according to The Athletic. Arsenal's Kai Havertz says his side will beat holders PSG and win the Champions League tomorrow night in Budapest. He was the goal scorer when Chelsea won the final 5 years ago in Porto. And Havertz says the new Premier League winners have nothing to fear in Hungary.
We have so much confidence. We've been fighting on the highest level for a couple of years now and finally won the Premier League. So I think that gives us a big boost as well. And we're going to see, I think anyways, doesn't matter if you're underdog or whatever. We're going to go on the pitch and going to beat them.
In transfer news, relegated Wolves have agreed a deal to sign free agent Kieran Trippier on a 2-year contract subject to a medical. The 35-year-old defender will sign a 2-year contract with the Championship club following his departure from Newcastle. Meanwhile, Ibrahima Konate is reportedly leaving Liverpool when his contract expires next month. The Frenchman would become the third major exit from Anfield after Mohamed Salah and Andy Robertson. In tennis, four-time champion Iga Świątek has been an early winner on day 6 of the French Open. The number 3 seed beat fellow Polish national Magda Linette in straight sets. 7th seed Elena Svitolina is currently up against Tamara Korpach of Germany. A short time ago, Svitolina was on course to win that game, a set and a break up. Men's number 3 Novak Djokovic is 2 sets up against 28th seed João Fonseca of Brazil, and Alexander Zverev is now the favourite for the men's title. He faces home favourite Quentin Halys in the evening session. The German is the favourite to win the men's singles at Roland Garros after that shock exit of Yannick Sinner yesterday. Moving on to Gaelic games, this evening sees the start of the All-Ireland Gaeltacht finals in Kilcare. Gidor play in the opening match against Kiltane of Mayo a tiny later, with the winner going on to play Galway's Mike Cullen tomorrow evening. Fanad Gaels, Termin, Neve Columba and host club Kilcare are also involved over this coming bank holiday weekend. The Ulster Minor Football Final is on this evening in Letterkenny, with Derry and Tyrone meeting in that decider throw-in at O'Donnell Park is at 7:15. There's also one All-County League Division 1 fixture here in the county this evening. Four Masters welcome Éireann Ballyshannon to Tyrconnell Park. Tomorrow, the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship continues with a Round 1 clash between Armagh and Derry at the Boxhead Athletic Grounds. Armagh come into the game as Ulster champions, and with home advantage, the Gaelic Life's Michael McMullen says it's a big ask for Derry.
I was doing my preview for Gaelic Life. I called it consistency versus inconsistency, and it nearly comes down to the management. In the 12 years Kieran McGeaney has managed Armagh, Derry have had 7 managers. Even that in itself leads you to show that the consistency Armagh have had, and as your own county Oisín knows too well, like those Ulster finals were like literally the bounce of a ball. So they won't get too high, they won't get too low. So that's a test for Derry.
That game is at 7:15 in Armagh tomorrow evening, and before that, Mark McHugh's Westmeath welcome Cavan to Cusey Park from 5. In rugby, Munster head coach Clayton McMillan is backing Alex Nankivell to make an impact against the Bulls in their URC quarterfinal tomorrow in Pretoria. He is the only change for the province following their win over the Lions 2 weeks ago. Tonight, Connacht face top seeds Glasgow Warriors. Kickoff at Scotstown tonight is at 7:45. In athletics, Lauren Callaghan has set a new Donegal and Ulster long jump record at the Cyprus International meet this afternoon. The Finn Valley athlete jumped a personal best of 6.50 metres to claim third spot in that event. Finally, the official launch of the 2026 Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally is taking place this evening at 7 o'clock at the Donegal Public Services Office on the Neil T. Blinney Road in Letterkenny. Organisers will unveil plans for what promises to be a truly international edition of the iconic rally, featuring an exceptional entry list with crews travelling from across the globe. In recent days, Chris Meek and Josh McAleen both confirmed their entries, with a couple more big names expected on the list this evening. Derry, Kerry, Pair, Callum, Devine and Nolo Sullivan are chasing a record 4th Donegal Rally win in a row. That launch will be streamed this evening across Highland Radio's social media platforms. That is all from the Sports Desk for now, but don't forget to tune in for live updates from the Finn Harps game from 7:45. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. The government is being urged to either absorb the cost of VAT on sunscreen or ask the EU to remove it. The rate adds about €5 to the cost of an average bottle. 14,000 people are diagnosed with skin cancer annually. Fine Gael Senator Maria Byrne says the EU presidency is an opportunity to campaign for the removal of the VAT on sunscreen.
We've the presidency coming here from the 1st of July to the end of December, and health is one of the topics that there's going to be big emphasis on, and I think there is an opportunity here to try and get this on the agenda.
Agus an ish an nocht, a leif eich colum ferreter.
Seamer ma has a colum ferreter, a chal in the brief scalty. Cailler a heart fail in Neil McGill of Rija, a reached, a increased laha, and Jerishat in your shaw, Trahadu, Gus a kid lagus, a traha, Don B. Walton, you don't darn a blee on the near killer, cause more emacty barty had than Jerishat in you. Big horror at Eva Lehidge at a Stuart Egg and Commodore, Dominic McGill of Rija. Especially the Ilahar Iganela, Egenif Leru or Aran, Nua Homa, Egenif Posu, Egert Falkland, Neil McGill of Regia, August Kjol, Dominic McGill of Regia. Cumhaila sin bé liacht le nól ó Gallagher agus ceol le nólín í Halle. Speciál sin ceolan agus bé poistí ó scoil náisiúnta an ghlaisin an Cumhaid ar an Ardan, déanamh ceol chorm ag an ócáid. Tá chumann luchlas Gael Kelcarra i déanamh ósta le haid comórtas pela na Gaeltacht a fiafhí is a sé an déanamh seacht in seo. Le clubanna ó gach cairn den tír ag teart le céile ag páirceanna imirthe Kelcarra. Seo an cúigiú bliain agus cúige le haid comórtas pela na Gaeltachta a ceiliú. Tá díma léirithe conú na Gaeltachta nár ghlacú le haon cean den na lasaithe Málta ag an conrú agus grúpaí pobl eile ar nós tiantan agus buanú maidir le press rátis eisithe ag an agraíocht. Hepar an rialtas cean den na deisina is suntasaí a hapú chun an Gaeltacht den neartú agus a chosaint agus an bille am údaras na Gaeltachta óscóir na dála a réir ag céim na tuarascála. Huaigh an rialtas i gcoinne lasaithe a cadach de údaras na Gaeltachta ról suntasa a ghlacú agus a chundáling leach leis an ghéir céim títhíochta atá ag réibú na ceantar Gaeltachta agus a maidir leis an preasrátas sin. Cé go bhfuil fáilte chóra roimhe an a bhile atá a bogú freagan oireachta sé deirú agus go mbeidh taithean déon leatha do mhór údaras na Gaeltachta a chóirte ráist tá díma léirithe chomáid ag údaras ag conú na Gaeltachta maidir leis an teip a tháinig ar an bhile. Sin mo thoidte a go léir slán agus beannacht.
Gormhath Colum agus anish on I'm sure. Dry and mostly sunny for the rest of today with light to moderate west to southwest winds. Winds fresh at times near the west coast. Tonight dry with variable cloud clear at first, but cloud will build from the west overnight, bringing patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle to western areas in particular. A few mist and fog patches forming. Lows to overnight temperatures 9 to 12, mostly light southwest or southerly breezes. Tomorrow Saturday, cloudy for much of the day with outbreaks of rain, some patchy mist and hill fog. The rain will give way to scattered showers in the afternoon and evening. Some of them heavy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms, bright to sunny spells as well in top temperatures of 15 to 19 degrees Celsius. Looking at the closing headlines on this Friday evening, new measures have been announced under the Enhanced Defective Concrete Blocks Grant Scheme, including the introduction of side-by-side options and revised provisions for attached dwellings. Deputy Charles Ward says the key change will be the revised IS465 standard, which he expects to be published next week. And there were 161 adults and 29 families recorded as homeless in the Northwest at the end of April. 69 children, also a slight rise. We're back at 7 o'clock in the interim. Check all today's news on highlandradio.com. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 29th of May. The death has occurred of Michael Mickey McGeever, Gordon Moore, Downings. Reposing at his late residence from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, a shuttle bus will be in operation. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Rosary nightly at 9. Removal from his late residence on Monday morning for funeral mass at 11 o'clock in St. John the Baptist Church, Carrigart, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the oncology ward, Letterkenny University Hospital. The death has taken place of Laura McColgan, 36 Laurel Drive, Strabane, reposing at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 for funeral mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the parents and friends of the Glenside community, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The family request bright colours be worn at the funeral to celebrate Laura's life. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Breed McVeigh, Nahagan, Carland, Kerry Keel. Reposing at the family home until rosary at 9 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. until after the rosary at 9. Funeral mass on Sunday at 12 noon in St. Columbus Church, Massmount. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu if desired to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney funeral directors. The death has taken place of Edward Kelly Jr., 18 Canalside, Strabane, formerly of Braid, Lifford, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Sister Teresa McLaughlin, St Joseph's Convent of Mercy, Strabane, formerly of 3, Steelstown, Derry, reposing at St Joseph's Convent of Mercy, Newton Kennedy Street, Strabane, until 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10 for Requiem Mass in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown, Derry at 11. Interment afterwards in Thornhill Sisters Cemetery, Coolmore, Derry. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Marion Bustard, Ballybobineen, Clohan. Marion's remains are reposing at the family home. A service of thanksgiving for Marion's life will take place tomorrow afternoon at 2 in St John's Church, Kilty Vogue, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Stranorder Graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St John's Parish Church, Glenmore, care of any family member or Marley funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Sean Norrie, St Mary's Terrace, Rimelton, reposing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Carnamugga Upper, Letterkenny, until 7 o'clock this evening. Removal from there at 7, going to St Mary's Church, Rimelton, arriving at 7:30 for prayers and to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.